This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sales figures and corporate profits are one way to measure the economy. Speeches like the one from the president today can give you some context. But another better way to tell how things are going is to go to the places where people make the stuff that we buy. About an hour north of Los Angeles in Lancaster, California, a company called Lance Camper makes truck campers and travel trailers. They can cost upwards of $20,000, these things, and you don't need to buy them, but maybe you do buy them when or if you're feeling economically secure. Jack Cole, the CEO, has worked at Lance since 1966, and he says a recovering economy is one you can hear before you see it.
Well, we're entering into the manufacturing facility. We have about 360 people employed here right now, and we've added new equipment, we've added more people. The fact that we're seeing our business come back, it's a sign that the consumer is back.
So tell me a little bit about what we're seeing here. I mean, these guys are doing, is this linoleum and fabric and stuff? What is all that?
It is. Over in this area, on this side, is our laminating area.
That's kind of tight in there, right? I mean, it's kind of cramped.
It's like building a ship in a bottle.
Yeah.
You know, and the idea is to, when you're finished, give people plenty of room, living space to live.
Oh, look at that. That's like a full-size fridge. That's bigger than my fridge.
6-cubic-foot, 2-door refrigerator freezer.
Well, now, here we are. This must be the finish area, right?
This is our final finish.
You can tell because it's quieter. Can I stick my head in
there? This is a new model that we just finished a couple of months ago.
This is pretty.
2-door refrigerator freezer. Yep. Nice big double-door closet here.
This is crazy. Why do I need a fireplace in my camper? Why do I need a fireplace in my camper?
It's ambiance. It adds a touch of camping. It actually puts out, it's functional. It puts out heat.
Should we not just pull off and actually like have a fire?
You can do that.
All right. Okay.
But
they sell, I guess, those fireplaces, right?
That's why it's there.
All right, man.
You know?
Who are your customers? Who's buying this?
Well, we sell a really great cross-section of people. We sell people from in their early 30s all the way up into their 70s.
People in their early 30s are buying these?
And sure.
I mean, because the stereotype is, and you know where I'm going here, right? It's grandma and grandpa retired and out to see the country, and they buy one of these.
Well,
it's not the 30-year-olds.
The baby boomers are a big part of it, but we have owners that have had their kids buy our product, and now their grandkids are buying our product. So it's kind of like a rite of passage, and I'm seeing that in my own family. My daughter and three grandkids.
They kind of have to buy one of your things. Come on, right? Kinda.
They did, actually.
There you go. I want to loop back to something we touched on inside. These are discretionary purchases. What happens to you when a recession hits, when the economy goes bad? I mean, how quickly do you feel it?
We start feeling it pretty quickly. And when that happens, we have to downsize. We were up to like 460 employees back in 2005. And by 2009, we were down to 120.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot, and it's painful.
Do you think the recovery is real?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I think you'll see a sign of a really good economy where rates can tick up a little bit and people will still go out and spend.
Of course, I had to drive one of these things, didn't I? All right, first of all, you can't see out the back. Hello, that's kind of a problem.
Yeah, you use your...
I mean, I got that, but... Still, right?
Okay, you're getting used to it. Just remember that the trailer will follow you wherever you go.
Okay.
It always turns sharper than you do.
Okay.
So that means that when you make a turn, you want to turn a little wider than normal.
All right. Let's see how this goes. There you go. Look at that. Huh? Oh, except I'm in the bike lane. Okay.
Good. You're fine. You can just pull it up in there where you were.
Yeah, because parking this thing, forget it. I'm totally just
backing up and whatnot is a little bit different.
Yeah. Look at that. I didn't wreck it. That's a good deal.
Good job.
You can take the Lance Camper Tour along with us and get a look at that fireplace, too. It's at our website, marketplace.org.